Of course, older people are not the only ones looking for a mental jolt. Teenagers and young adults have popularized heavily caffeinated drinks with names like Red Bull, Monster, Amp, and Full Throttle. Those who love them know they're getting a lift, but few have any idea how much caffeine they are actually drinking. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports.
Skateboarding requires lots of energy. So when 19-year-old Evan Cathcart wants a quick boost, he likes to pick up a can of Red Bull.
Well, I mean, because they're like energy drinks. So like, because like right now we're at a skate park. I tend to find this gives me more energy. I can skateboard longer. And it tastes good.
Cathcart skateboarding at a park in Kensington, Maryland, just a stone's throw from a 7-Eleven convenience store, where a 12-ounce Red Bull costs about $2. Cathcart says he doesn't drink them every day, but when he needs a lift, he figures energy drinks are more potent than a Mountain Dew or Coke.
Do you have any idea how much caffeine is in that Red Bull?
Well, it must be quite a bit, probably more than a soda. I don't have an idea of, like, exactly how much. I don't really know how it's measured or anything.
Cathcart is hardly alone. Very few consumers have any idea how much they're taking in because the caffeine content is not listed anywhere on the cans of energy drinks, and only a few brands contain caffeine warnings. Toxicology professor Bruce Goldberger at the University of Florida was curious to know how much was in each drink, so he tested 10 brands and found a huge range of caffeination.
One of the energy drinks, it's called Hair of the Dog, contain no caffeine. It's caffeine-free totally. And we tested a Sobe No Fear can of energy drink. It's a 16-ounce serving, and it contained a total of 141 milligrams.
Which is basically the equivalent of almost 5 cans of Coke or 3 Mountain Dews or a cup and a half of coffee. Goldberger also tested an 8-ounce sugar-free can of Red Bull, which had twice the caffeine of a can of Coke or Pepsi. Caffeine researchers who've studied the effects of the stimulant on the body say there's nothing alarming about the amount of caffeine in a single can of Red Bull. But Roland Griffiths of Johns Hopkins University says the problem with teens and caffeine is that many don't realize how easy it is to become dependent on the stimulant.
If they use it for 3 or 4 days in a row and start getting physically dependent and then all of a sudden have to abruptly quit, they're going to be thrown into withdrawal.
Which can mean headaches, grumpy moods, and trouble concentrating. Those who stick with the habit and drink more than their bodies can handle may get a bad case of the jitters. Some people are more sensitive than others. But just like coffee, caffeinated energy drinks are habit-forming.
I think it's important that people recognize that caffeine really is a drug and they accord it respect as a drug.
But teens and young adults seem to be drinking more of the stuff than ever. Sales of energy drinks reached almost $2 billion last year. As the market expands, some brands are pushing caffeine levels to new highs. One drink made by Redox Beverages called Cocaine has 3 times the caffeine of Red Bull. To get their name out, the company's Hannah Kirby says they sponsor contests where teens and young adults submit wacky videos they've put up on websites like YouTube or MySpace.
We send them out a t-shirt, and we send them out a case of the drink, and, you know, we've kind of done a lot of self-marketing.
So even if you've never heard about these contests or seen an ad for one of these drinks, your teens probably have. So now might be the time for a caffeine chat about how much is too much. Allison Aubrey, NPR News, Washington.
You can put Red Bull up against Mountain Dew, up against Starbucks coffee, and get a comparison of caffeine levels by going to our website, npr.org/yourhealth.